What does the extension of a global terror alert mean? Joining us now, Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Mark, welcome.
Thanks very much.
So, you know, it's almost impossible for me to evaluate this terror alert, you know, without thinking about Edward Snowden, the sort of NSA sort of data set that we really now much better understand what the U.S. is listening to when it goes about constructing these kinds of alerts and warnings. How do you see this in the post-Snowden era, for lack of a better term?
Well, there were a lot of Republicans and Democrats out yesterday talking about the threat and were asked about whether any of this tied into the revelations of the, you know, the NSA, and the NSA certainly is under a lot of fire right now. Both of them, and all of them, insisted that there was no grand conspiracy here to hype the threat or to justify the NSA surveillance. But you have to certainly, I think, disaggregate what the NSA is doing abroad versus what they're doing at home. Some Democrats yesterday said that the overseas threat didn't justify the widespread collection going on inside the United States. By all accounts, it seems that this threat overseas is out of the Arabian Peninsula, most likely in Yemen, and so that might speak to some of the NSA surveillance, not only phone surveillance, but also internet surveillance, you know, with the various terrorist groups communicating with each other.
Well, putting the whole NSA thing aside, we can at the very least assume that there's much greater sophistication now than there was pre-9/11, and this comparison has already been made, that what they're listening to now is at least as alarming as that. And if you couple the suspicion that they're getting a lot more information, this actually does become rather alarming.
Yes, certainly the warnings that were given yesterday and have been given over the last couple of days are certainly ominous. Talking about and comparing anything to 9/11 obviously raises people's fears. And it's hard for anyone outside to evaluate exactly what that means in terms of when they talk about chatter, whether that means the amount of discussions, the specificity of alleged plots is very difficult to assess. As I said, there seems to be near universal agreement among senior officials, members of Capitol Hill, also members of the Obama administration, that something serious is afoot. What is frustrating, of course, is that they really have no clue where this might happen, and that's why you see such a broad swath of closures of American diplomatic outposts. They really don't have a sense of where this is going to play out.
How do the prison breaks that we've talked about over the last few weeks, particularly the one at Abu Ghraib in Iraq and the al-Qaeda suspects that were released there, how do they figure into this, and particularly in terms of triggering sleeper cells around the world with the kind of rhetoric they're listening to?
You know, it's unclear. The Interpol, the global police organization, put out an alert Saturday that asked for any assistance in trying to piece together information about these various prison breaks. There's been as many as 9 prison breaks over the last month, and to see whether any of them are related. And then the bigger question is, right, are any of these tied into this ominous threat that the State Department is talking about? Right now, it does not appear that there's a direct correlation. It will be interesting to find out whether the various prison breaks that have happened in Iraq, as you said, in Abu Ghraib, in Pakistan, in Libya, whether they are coordinated in any way. On the face of it, seems somewhat hard to imagine, since what we know about how these various groups communicate, they're relatively independent. It would be hard to coordinate mass prison breaks across many countries between groups that aren't necessarily closely aligned. But, you know, that's what we'll find out in the coming weeks.
Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, on the extension of the global terror alert that will keep at least 19 embassies and consulates closed around the world. Mark, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.